This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, not making a judgment while we are angry. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, dear friends, we are talking about not making a judgment while we are angry. It's interesting, overall, anger has been reprimanded in Islam. When we look at the various ethical and moral teachings that we have received via the infallible and immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam, we find that anger is one of the things that we are most reprimanded from. Now, of course, there are many keys to evil and there are many keys to sins, but many a time it has been said that one of the key keys of going down the path of evil and towards the path of sinning and even regret and remorse is anger. Now, of course, we really shouldn't do anything while we are angry. Of course, when an individual becomes angry, it is a sort of intoxication which comes about. It is this kind of rage that overwhelms an individual, and an individual cannot make correct decisions. Most of the time, they say things which they regret, highly regret sometimes. And they do actions which they also regret later on. So definitely anger is one of those things that at all costs we must try to avoid. But what's really interesting is that amongst this discussion of anger and controlling our temper and trying not to get frustrated to the point where we blow up, one of the things that is discussed is to not make judgments while we are angry. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about anger. But more specifically, we are talking about not making judgments while we are angry. So we had said in the previous segment that we really have to be careful when we're angry. First and foremost, we need to try to not become angry. That is the first step. Now, anger in itself cannot be said to be something that is bad, because it is this anger which is sourced in this feeling of defense sometimes. Because really, when one wants to defend themselves, is that they become angry. So, you know, somebody says something to you, you get angry because you want to defend yourself, right? Or somebody tries to steal something from you, you become angry, you're trying to defend yourself. Now, there's different ways that this happens, right? You try to defend yourself, and in that defense, you have to become quote-unquote angry in order to have the courage to be able to, you know, defend yourself. So anger in that sense is good, but anger when it is out of control, when it is not in its due place, when it is illegitimate to be angry in a certain situation, then of course it has been highly prohibited for us to become angry. You know, we can't just become angry at our spouses, become angry at our friends, become angry at our children, right? But anyways, we're talking about judgment, and we're going to just close off the segment at this thing is, well, when you are in the intoxication of anger and you're not doing it for the right reasons, then of course this intoxication of anger will lead you to make bad decisions, and of course also to make bad judgment calls. And so most definitely, if nothing else, when you're angry, definitely don't make a judgment, don't make judgment calls, because you will most probably make a mistake. And again, an integral part in our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.